You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you have a question, where do you turn? Don Williams turned to our Am I Curious project.
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
You ask a question, the public votes, and we investigate the winning question. Don Williams is from Holland. He wanted to know why mental health resources vary so widely across the state.
I have friends, close friends I know who are mentally ill. And I have in my coffee group a county commissioner well informed in this issue. And we often discussed it. And I soon became aware that the funding for mental health issues and mental health in general was uneven, rather chaotic. And I decided that I'd pose this question and see if I was right.
He is right. The kind of mental health treatment you might get in Washtenaw County is quite different from what you would see, let's say, in Lake County. Why is this? Bob Sheehan can answer this question. He is the CEO of the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards. Bob, has there always been this discrepancy between counties?
There's been this discrepancy for about 30 years. It's shrinking. I should tell you, it is shrinking. The state's making incredible efforts to shrink the financing for Medicaid and non-Medicaid financing across the state, but it's still a long way to go.
Well, what do we need to understand in order to wrap our heads around why the quality and availability of mental health services varies so widely from county to county in our state?
Sure. So I think if you were to build the system today, just start out with, it's a $3 billion system, by the way, so there's a significant amount of money. If you build it today, you'd say, what does everybody in the state need? Let's build a uniform treatment and services delivery platform across the state. That's not how it was built. It was built based on where state hospitals were located, because you may remember, but when we closed state hospitals, a lot of those employees or the money for those employees went to the local CMHs around those state hospitals. So if you lived in a town with a state mental hospital, the CMH was funded better from then on. Secondly, depending on where the appropriations chair lived, I have to tell you that some appropriations chairs brought money home in the mental health system. Some did not. Some believed it was a state utility financing that should be spread out, but some brought it home. And then thirdly, it was based on how aggressively a CMH billed Medicaid. Medicaid wasn't billed till the early 80s, and some CMHs said, let's build this and see how this goes, and some did not. And so what you ended up in 97, though, that became frozen. So we're talking about 20 years now. It became frozen under a financing system that hasn't modified much except for the last few years. There has been some movement, I should tell you. I want to applaud the state. But it's hard politically. If you don't add money to the system, you end up having to cut the better funded to fund the more poorly funded. I don't think that's the way to do it, by the way. Our system doesn't think that. But that's what we're trying to do, and that's a political hard ball to roll up the hill.
It reminds me of my mother's old saying, having to borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
That's exactly, and you know, if Peter has the money, Peter's saying, over my dead body, I'm not going to let that money move. And that makes sense, because, you know, if you think about it, they're using it to serve people. In fact, what I've been telling people, Cynthia, is if the services in a certain county that's well-funded are inappropriate, they never should have been funded, but they're not inappropriate. It's what people expect in that community and actually what should be allowed statewide. So we've been pushing to say, don't cut the mountaintops to fund the valleys. Fund the valleys by taking new money and moving it up to the mountaintop level, which is what most people expect. Unfortunately, that's not happening. So over the next year, you will see cries across some parts of the state when the cuts happen that'll even things out. But that's, in my mind, not the way you achieve equity.
Bob, can outside agencies, i.e. Medicaid, do they have the capacity to step up and replace lost funding when municipalities, for instance, Wayne County, have to cut funding because of revenue losses?
That's a great question. So Medicaid can't. It can't be used that way. State funding can. Medicaid, because it's paid on a per enrollee. So if I'm enrolled in Medicaid, my CMH gets so many dollars per month to serve me. That can't be used that way. There are some adjusters you can make, but because Medicaid is already based on poverty, that the poverty index is already built in, that if a town or a county doesn't have the kind of financing, there's nothing Medicaid can do. The state can do that. The state can go in and say, we'll use state money to close up economically stressed cities' gaps, but only state dollars can do that.
What role do the private providers, the ones contracted to provide services, what role do they play in determining levels of service for patients? I mean, I'm wondering, can we look at the quality of these private services available as one reason for the discrepancy?
You know, that doesn't tend to drive it. The providers across the state, and sometimes they're CMHs, the public providers, sometimes they're privates, are really top-notch. When we look across the country, Michigan's got one of the best services because of its breadth and its depth and what we require that a clinician have, the credentials. So it tends not to be that. It might be experience, though. So if you live in a community in which there was a lot of money and your clinicians became really skilled in certain areas, right down the street in a county without that kind of financing, your clinicians wouldn't have the experience to gain that. So it's just they haven't had the chance to use those kind of techniques because they can't afford them. So it's not that you know, fundamentally they're different in terms of skill level. They're different in terms of experience level because they haven't had the resources to apply that clinical expertise.
How about overhead and management? I mean, can we look at the variance in efficiency and effectiveness as in the way that mental health services are managed regionally in this state as a reason for why quality varies? I mean, in other words, if every provider were equally efficient, would every patient receive the same level of services?
It is a variable, but it's small. So, for example, the average administration of CMHs across the state is 6%. I should tell you, that's really low for healthcare. Healthcare, it tends to be closer to 15%. So that's low already. And even if you cut that in half, you'd have 3% more dollars. The disparities are large. The disparities are two or three-fold, so 200 or 300% difference. So making a 3% difference because you cut administration wouldn't move the ball very far. What you would need is large-scale changes in financing.
Bob, you're part of this large working group exploring different options for funding mental health services in Michigan. Is this discrepancy in the quality of services across the state one of the topics the work group is digging into and trying to address?
It is, you bet. And because advocates and consumers feel this, they realize, you know, someone will say, I have a cousin who in a different county is getting A, B, and C, and I'm getting, you know, far less care. And it's not so much quality, I must admit. It's quantity or timeliness, you know. Someone might say, I'm getting 4 hours of care a day or a week or a month, and my cousin's getting 20. So that can't be right. And that's all finance. So, yes, it's a big push. There is a manual the state puts out. It's a Medicaid manual. It applies, by the way, to non-Medicaid services, too. We all have to follow it, and people do, up to the level of the financing that's allowed. But advocates and consumers, they have a list of issues. This is up towards the top, more uniform treatment available across the state.
Are there states providing models for doing all of this better than we do in Michigan?
You know, it's funny you'd say that. Our association works with a lot of consulting firms, and they're helping us see there's lots of models across the country that we can draw on. There's no one model that is proven better than others. Those that tend to have a broad array of services like Michigan do well. Those that are community-based do well. Michigan's that way. Those, though, that work on healthcare integration, and Michigan started that in the last 5 or 6 years, where you bring in primary care. So, for example, if a consumer, we call our patients consumers. If a consumer walks into a CMH and says, I also have diabetes or COPD, that CMH can link them up quickly to a provider and stabilize their care. Because a lot of behavioral health care needs, especially chronic ones, are also linked to chronic health care conditions. If you can treat the two simultaneously, you can bring it around. So there's some great models across the state, New York, Minnesota, Massachusetts, California, that we're going to be drawing on.
Bob Sheehan is the CEO of the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards. Thanks so much for helping us with MI Curious, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob Sheehan gave his answer to Don Williams' question. We decided to check in with Don to see if we answered that question.
Oh, you answered my question well, and I thought this whole exercise was very worthwhile.
So what question do you have for our MI Curious project? The project is powered by you. So go to MichiganRadio.org and share that thing that you've always been curious about.